reporting from Kingston, Ontario. This has been Christina Laurie. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Beat Banter on CFRC Radio.
Good morning to Tiana Taylor with that K-pop light at the Oscars. And welcome to another episode of Beat Banter.
My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're back with another episode, guys. We have news.
We're expecting.
Okay. We won best new show, guys.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no. Sorry. Best program. Guys, we won best program at the CFRC.
We also won sexiest couple award.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. They had to give it to us. And we also won.
I won biggest butt.
I won most beautiful eyes. We also won.
Most.
Go again. Go. Keep going.
I won heaviest. Biggest person there. Aiden won smallest person there.
Sarah's currently putting her hand on my thigh, and it's like my thick-ass thigh. We also won best on-air promotion, guys. Big news.
Beat Banter.
Guys, this is crazy.
Academy and Jesse.
And Jesse's blowing us a little kiss through the window. Thank you. Guys, this is like we're in the big leagues now.
Yeah, this is the big leagues. We're coming for the Oscars next. We're coming for you, Jesse Buckley.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jerkin.
I'm coming for Michael B. What's your songs? What are you playing?
I'll be playing two new songs. One of them is Operelli, who is like this artist named Olivia. Just released an EP.
It's so good.
So good. Fluttery? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fluttery. So I'll be playing Under My Bed from that. And then new Jump Source, dropped today. I wanted to play the Poison Girlfriend one, but it wasn't clean. So I'm going to be playing the Billy Woods one, which is Empty Bars. So play them.
Thank you. hoping never sticks anymore. I step out to smoke, white women think I'm working the door. Watch my smoke in the cold, they rummage purses for IDs. The wind sweep my smoke up the street where beggars huddle for heat from pipe glass. The snow used to be like sand on a filthy beach, police lights splash. It's places the past can't reach, trash pile, dainty feet dance through debris. That white used to have the ladies' rooms neat, nights full of glee. One bite out that poisonous peach, a sip from a coupe in a dead bar trying to find me some peace. A spliff on the roof for after hours, you trying to get something to eat. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere in there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows at the wall. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows on the wall. I wonder if we could've, if we would've, if we had to do it again, if we should've at all. Should've at all. A hidden heart pump somewhere while killers hunt beautiful hooligans. Turnstiles jump, we disappeared in unison. A giant turning in its sleep, the city churning. Fever dreams splitting at its seams. A granite garden full of wrought iron trees. Blood on the leaves, digging the dirt. Found some gold cap teeth, gold leaf from the door to the speakeasy. Words and deeds, words and deeds. Knife flashes, we both bleed. Holes punched in the walls, fighters move through the building, shielded from the street. Screaming fights in the hall, suffered the children laying in bed, praying the ceilings. Sometimes it's quiet to where you just wonder. Sometimes the silence is thunder, counting in my head, waiting for a clap. Doors closing, shooting the gap. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere in there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows at the wall. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows on the wall. I wonder if we could've, if we would've, if we had to do it again, if we should've at all. Should've at all.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe. Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
You just listened to Under My Bed by Operelli and Empty Bars by Jump Source and Billy Loads on CFRC.
Bangers.
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 Did you like them?
Yeah, they're so good.
The Operelli EP I've been making so Aiden listen to like the whole thing. There's only like four tracks on it.
It's really good though.
When I tell my man I write all my songs about him, he doesn't seem very flattered.
That one's really good.
Girl, come on.
And then, yeah, I love the new... I'm so hyped for the new... Sorry, I keep moving around in the chair. But I'm hyped for the new Jump Source album. I love the Billy Woods feature. Mm-hmm. I love the Poison Girlfriend feature.
Yeah, and they're playing at Standard Time in Toronto in a few weeks, which Aiden went to Standard Time this weekend to see Detroit in Effect.
And it was so lit.
You got kids? No? How about HIV?
He didn't play that.
Really?
We left around 2:30.
Well, he saw you come in. He said, this is too close to home. I'm not playing this.
We saw him around 2:30. Like, we left around 2:30, so he could have played it after. But it was a really great show. It was when he got on, like, he was scratching, he was like on the mic. It was chill. It was so lit. Everyone was dancing. It was a good time. The venue is so lit. Have you been to Standard Time?
I know, I've never been there. I want to go.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
You should have came. It's okay. I understand.
Aiden didn't want to buy my ticket for me. Aiden didn't want to buy my ticket for me. And do you know what I do? Do you know how much I do for this man? Do you know how much I do for this man? I feed him every single day. I dress him every single day. Okay,
Speaking of dressing, you're going to have to get an outfit for your brother's wedding.
Oh my God, yes. I got asked to be a bridesmaid this weekend as well. So, you know, I'm coming up. I'm on the come up. I'm on the come up. I'm snatching that bouquet.
Ooh.
I'm snatching that bouquet out of, like, the 33-year-old woman who's been dating her boyfriend for, like, 20 years. Like, I'm snatching the bouquet out of her hand. Exactly. And I'm saying, me.
It's me next. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. But I wanted to officiate the wedding to make it about me. So now I need to figure out, like, what scene
you're gonna cause.
Yeah, like, I think my plan right now is to be very, very drunk and just cause a scene. That's my current plan.
Okay.
I'm also compiling. I need advice on what I should say in my speech, because right now I'm just the speech I'm gonna get to say, like, that's just my type five now. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not even gonna talk about my brother. I'm just gonna get up there. I'm gonna go up there and be like, why do we call let me test a joke on you guys.
No,
wait, can you have the sound bar ready for the laugh?
Sure, fine.
It better
be appropriate for air.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do we call Aiden Continental Breakfast?
Okay, stop. Okay, I'm
no,
blowing
why
my next
do we
song.
Call Aiden Continental
I'm gonna be playing Hardball Bear Babe by Lizzie Mercier Desclew, and I'm gonna be playing Selling Soap by Standing on the Corner. We're playing them right now.
Took from writers. whoring. But you are not tempted to whore unless you want to be whore. And I don't want to be a whore. That's why Lillian said, when I first went to Hollywood, when her talk from writers about whoring.
We back. We back.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
You just listened to Hard Boiled Babe by Lizzie Mercier Desclou and Selling Soap by Standing on the Corner on CFRC Radio.
Now we're just making stuff up.
What?
I'm playing Selling Soap by Standing on the Corner.
Guys, Standing on the Corner is so good. It's the Mike, you know Mike the rapper?
Yes.
He was like in this collective.
Oh.
And Sasha Malone was related.
Oh. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Guys, we event with Luke Anthony Berry coming up this weekend.
Oh yeah, Luke is playing at Musiki.
Bubbletronica.
We made the poster last night, like in like a haze. What are you doing? Oh.
Like guys, Bubbletronica.
We made the poster last night in our kitchen, like in a haze, and like we were just like Eric was
Meta
like creative
AI.
Director. No, Eric was like creative director Rick Rubin, like, oh, like, okay, now we're gonna put some dolphins in this. Now flip the dolphins. Now
girl,
make it,
it
like
looks
that.
Like
make
Zara
it
like Larson, like I live my day up as if it was like you guys think you're original, but really
midnight sun. Okay, what are
really
your next?
Really, you just recorded a date at Zara Larson, but go to Musiki Saturday night to see
yes.
Luke Berry's Zara Larson set.
Tap in.
Bring your own bubbles.
Bring your own bubbles.
BYOB. And if you see a fine, tall woman, it's probably Luke Anthony Berry's mother. Go up to her.
I don't think she's coming up anymore. I know. We'll talk about it later. But, yeah, guys, I just feel so lucky recently. Like, I feel like I'm always hanging out with my friends all the time, and it feels so beautiful, and I just feel so blessed. And speaking of friends, why don't you talk about the next?
Oh, yeah.
The next
okay,
songs?
Next song, Canadian content, Hearts of Palm, which is Luke's friend Quinn, mm-hmm. who's a great musician, but they're releasing music right now.
An album, right?
Yeah, they're releasing an album, but two songs are out right now, so we'll be playing Westchester Born by Hearts of Palm. And then this other song, I'll be playing Adventures in Perception by Coco Bryce. Play them.
Play them.
Okay. Doctor's getting off the train.
There's a town.
beginning, he travels. But then, gradually, he begins to play his own game. Whatever turn of fancy he follows, there is an inescapable logic. Endless cycles. Perception of it.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. that we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
You just listened to Westchester Born by Hearts of Palm and Adventures in Perception by Coco Bryce on CFRC.
Bangers! Shout out to Will Stokes listening right now. Congratulations on coming out. Sarah told me all about it.
Congrats.
Let's talk about the Oscars.
Don't even talk about the songs. Like,
the songs are great. We love Hearts of Palm.
Silence Woman again. It's okay.
Let's talk about the Oscars.
The one thing I have to say about the Oscars is we were watching it, and at one point, the president of the Academy comes out, and I thought it was Erica Kirk.
Energy and vibe.
And she was like, insane.
We are Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. Let's take a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk right now.
Moment of silence? Let's take a moment of silence. Let's take a moment of silence.
The Oscars were
fine. I mean, it just gets boringer and boringer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They keep dragging it out. It's like...
I also hate... What's his name? Conan O'Brien?
You don't like him?
No! No!
I think he's, like, the best that... Like, do you remember when Ellen hosted the Oscars?
Okay, that was, like, the worst thing ever. Ellen is actually, like... He's the devil.
I'm just saying, like, compared to, like, Trevor Noah at the Grammys, like, I think he did an okay job. He did the best with what he could do, you know what I mean? It's just, like, it sucks that that's the format, you know what I mean?
He pissed me off, too. Like, yeah. They were all... I think you host one of these Academy Awards, I'm gonna hate you.
I really want to have
the
Amy
only good
Poehler
one was, like,
host.
Angela Bassett did the thing. Viola Davis.
But she wasn't hosting.
Whatever she did was good.
Yeah. What else happened?
One battle won a lot. Yeah. Sinners won a lot. Amy Madigan won supporting for Weapons, and she came up and she was just like laughing, like no.
And then you watched The Girl Who Cried Pearls.
Okay, actually, kind of good year for Canadians. It wasn't just that, but for Best Animated Short, me and Aiden had previously watched like Madame Tootie Pootie, which is like a stop motion Canadian, like gothic.
And it's made by the National Film Board.
Yeah, and a new one came out that won Best Animated Short called The Girl Who Cried Pearls, and I watched it recently. It's on Crave, like for free if anyone wants to watch it. But I think it's also free on like CBC Gem.
Yeah, and on really, the NFB really website probably as well.
Yeah, it was so good. And there's another Canadian who.
Yeah, there was another one. I forget. Oh, and I'm obsessed with the gay guy who edited One Battle After Another.
Oh my God, yes. He literally came, he's like, guys, thank you for my award. And then he went, thank you to my husband. Everyone's like, okay, we know. Thank you to your husband. Oh, and Sinners won. It was the first woman ever to win.
Yeah, I think first black woman. I don't know. First Asian woman. She's not black. She's Filipina. Yeah. She's Filipina. Yeah, shout out my Filipinos.
He loves silencing women.
Girl, what did I do? Like, for real, I'm gonna play my next two songs. Okay. I'm gonna play Land Grab by Mavi and Earl Sweatshirt, and also be playing Star 69 by Born at Midnight. That's the duo with Marcy
on
the vocals and keys. So I'll play that.
Swinging a hammer, ran it up, driving up spikes on the graph. I run faster than the machine. When I finally die, I'ma need more than one casket.
I'm on a block like Ola with candy. I'm by the water, the shore and the sand. Top of the line, I spill over the edge. I saw through the line, can't go for the scan.
Out of the spotlight, living the soft life. I see some hard times softening the ass.
Follow my right foot all on the gas. So hard to surprise them that I didn't crash. Might die trying to follow the path. fall out when they hop on the track.
I got done bad, I ain't giving no passes. They ain't spin back once we got that established. Last key map was stashing the mattress. I was just passionate, passing for mad. I was in the backseat, hoping the cash ain't heard the whip cracking.
And woke up the master. We stay everywhere, broken glass. We get where you go and just don't look back. The moral of the story is get off your ass. We hitting the road when they block the cam.
More for the sport than the glory attached. I'm showing the quarters off course to the labyrinth. What is my fortune afforded today? The torn Rick Owens, I'm throwing attention. They ask for a photo, I pose like I'm handsome. Cause I'm handsome and I understand that. Full extortion moves just like my granddad. Then we pushing it up on the land grab.
Doing all the things yes. in life.
Want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
You just listened to Land Grab by Mavi and Earl Sweatshirt and Star 6ix9ine by Born at Midnight on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wait, was Marcy singing on
yeah.
the...
Oh. Star 6ix9ine. It reminds me of Cara Cara Bonito a little bit with the in the verse, like some of the instrumentation and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it feels like a melody they'd use or something.
And you know but we stand Marcy here.
I love Marcy.
Yeah.
Oh, we should try to get an interview.
Girl, she want nothing Girl, to do with us. She want nothing to do with us. But you know what I would say to Marcy if I saw her?
What?
Why do we call Aiden okay, Continental so, Breakfast?
Let's talk about St. Patrick's.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate.
Yeah, we had a good St. Patrick's.
Upstairs and downstairs, wherever.
Right. We were in Toronto for it, and we went to one of our friend Eric's friends' houses, and we had a little dardy.
There was an interesting assortment of people.
Yeah, it was like half gay people.
Half gay people.
Half frat guys.
Yeah, half frat guys who, like...
From like
for
New York.
No reason, yeah, yeah, for no reason. We're like doing coke very often. And I'm like, there's not enough people here that you need to be doing all that.
Right. I learned what a Borg was.
Oh my god.
I did not know what that was.
Oh, and do you know what else happened? I beat Aiden and Eric's. Because in Pong.
Oh yeah, in Pong.
Uh-huh. A she and a they beat a he and a him. And that doesn't happen every day. That doesn't happen every day. And that's why we need to keep the sports separate. Guys, I'm kidding.
Notice how quiet I got.
Yeah, but there was a lot of interesting people there. We met a man named Johnny Blackman.
Why are we saying this on the air?
Because I think it's beautiful.
Right.
And Aiden's, like, interaction with him is,
no,
like,
stop. Okay, let's keep going. actually, we should talk about our... There's a video.
Oh, my God. Everyone's... Yeah.
Of our friend Ava getting tripped and falling during the ginger run.
Yeah.
That has 3 million views.
It almost has 100,000 likes on Instagram. And it's because every year Queens does a ginger run and every year people get trampled. But this year, this man purposely put out his leg and in slow-mo, you see her get tripped. We'll post it on our Instagram for all of you people to see. Literally, the like freeze frame is her getting tripped, falling on her face. Like, she does not remember it. But every single day I check this video, it's like gone up by like 500,000 views.
It's so fascinating.
I mean, I think that's beautiful, and the most beautiful part is she doesn't remember it. But I think she was getting tripped because she wasn't ginger enough, and they caught her. That's what I think happened.
Right. But I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that you should introduce your next two songs.
Yeah. Well, speaking of people we love and Canadian people we play a lot, we play Me Computer a lot as our Canadian representation. This song came out recently, I think. They're coming out with new music right now. This is Healing Spiritual Echo, and then I'll also be playing a new song I found recently called Girls Dance Alone by Rocky Road.
Let's play them.
Play them.
Thank you.
You just listened to Healing Spiritual Echo by Me Computer and Girls Dance Alone by Rocky Road on CFRC.
Bangers. Yeah,
bangers.
Those were beautiful tunes.
Thank you. I made them myself.
Yeah. I'm going to play my last two songs of the EP, and then we'll have a little banter at the end. I'm going to be playing the Modern Things, the live version by Björk, and I'm also going to be playing, guys, Hungry Hippo by Tierra Whack.
Low-key touchy subject because Aiden calls me this a lot.
He likes my diamonds and my pearls. I said, thank you. I designed it.
Play it. Play it.
Not your average girl. I need a drink, not provide it. Find it. Open up and bite it. Bite it. Shut up, boy. I'm biting. Bite it.
Okay. Play him.
Okay. Guys, I'm sorry.
Just waiting.
song is so good. You just listened to The Modern Things, the live version by Bjork, and Hungry Hippo by Tierra Whack. I love that Tierra Whack album. Each song is 1 minute long. You know this?
Mm-hmm. And you know about lasting 1 minute. Why do we call it incontinental breakfast?
Can you talk? Listen, we have 4 minutes. I'm going to keep the next episodes. You talk and don't say anything crazy. Don't talk about no continental breakfast. Don't talk about no Cinderella going to the ball. Don't talk about
no. No, but I haven't tried this one out.
No, but you can't do this.
Oh, but I also want to redact my last Type 5 joke where I said, why do we call Luke Berry YSL?
No.
It's why do we call Luke Berry Louboutin? And it's because he got 2-inch pumps and a red bottom.
Whatever.
Okay. And why do we call Aiden continental breakfast?
No, Sarah. Sarah, please. All I do everything for you. Look how much I do for this show for you. Everything. And you won't even give me the...
Why do we call Aiden continental breakfast, guys? I'm doing this like Dora style, like you say it first. Because he's at the Marriott.
No. Because he's beautiful and delicious.
Yeah.
And everyone loves him. That's what it is. And he's...
And he's cheap. And he's free. And he's good for people on a budget, which is really beautiful. Hope you liked the songs that we played.
I sure did. I loved the songs.
Yeah. But, you know, the show might not be lasting super long now that we won, you know, best program. We might be moving on to bigger and better things. Hopefully a paid position. So, Jesse, if you want to keep us here... Right, we have salaries that we need to keep up with.
Exactly.
We're going to unionize against you.
The cost of living is too high. I can't. Guys, should we do a Cinematrix together?
No.
Oh.
Okay, but yeah, we might be leaving for a paid position elsewhere. Hopefully, you know, BuzzFeed will take us, maybe.
BuzzFeed would love to take us.
BuzzFeed would love us. Hopefully Jubilee will take us for roundtables.
Oh my god.
It's Aiden's dream to be on a Jubilee roundtable.
Every time Sarah's watching a Jubilee video, I have to leave the room. Like, it actually disgusts me.
Yeah, my favorite is, I just watched the most recent one, the Jillian Michaels, and it's like...
Who is that?
She is like a health nut. Like, she used to do health and promo videos, but she's also on The Biggest Loser. Like, that show where they get... personal trainers to like yell at overweight people till they lose weight.
Wait, what?
Yes.
That was a show?
It's genuinely an insane show. It's like actual like verbal abuse, but they're degrading these people to like lose weight. It's like a weight loss show where they get personal trainers and they pair them up with people.
What's it called? The Biggest Loser?
The Biggest Loser. And she was on that. She's also a lesbian, which is crazy, but she just did the most recent... But the thing with Jubilee videos is they make you hate both sides. Like, I'm hating the gay woke liberals whenever I watch Jubilee videos. Like, it's like, oh my god, like, wait, maybe Charlie Kirk is saying something, right?
I don't like Jubilee because it's like, why are we putting like on the same platform like a bunch of random like liberals and then like the guy who's like being paid like millions of dollars to do this like to be a talking head for the conservatives.
Yeah, like it's like they generally bring on like the demons like Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, and then they bring
a text message.
And then they bring on like, I don't know, just random like college students. Anyway.
Yeah, that is the bad part. They bring out like college students. But I love rage watching it, but I understand that for most people it's like genuinely an unbearable watch.
Yeah, I can't do it. Guys, we're gonna be playing our next I'm gonna play the next episode soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be basement noise, and then I hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys enjoy what Emily got cooked up for you.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. It is 2 p.m., so that means you are now listening to Basement Noise on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you all have had a great, great week, but welcome back. It was minus 22 out yesterday, which I hated so, so much, and it snowed, and that's so gross, but whatever, it's fine. I also slipped twice on my way to my class this morning, fell,